Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Klein now playing center field. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Osborne strikes out. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano to Held, and Wood is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Farley now playing first base. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-4 in the game. Tasby bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Gene Green pinch hits for Ty Cline. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Francona moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.